Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, Alan, when I was first kind of beginning to learn a little bit about wine many years ago, I distinctly remember reading an article that was claiming that of all the red wines in the world, the most sophisticated, the most alluring, the most mouthful of just weird and wonderful experience was an Italian wine called Amarone.
Amarone, that's right, from the northeast of Italy. A wine that goes through a very kind of a strange process. They more or less extract wine from dried grapes.
From raisins.
Yeah, raisins, essentially, and make a fabulous wine. Amarone is just a fabulous wine, and it has a great following in this country, and people really love it. I had the chance to go to a tasting at the Italian embassy recently and taste through wines from about a dozen makers. And what I'm going to do, Hugh, if I can't get through all of my notes, which I doubt I can, I'm going to put all this stuff on the website so people can go to the website and look up and see which of these makers I really, really like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you clues. But let's see how far we can get. Allegrini,
great
maker, very reliable. And their style was a rustic tannic, old school style of Amarone. So
okay.
it was recognizable as that. Next door to them was Begali. And this was their 2008. It was a voluptuous, velvety, powerful Amarone. It made a great impression on me. I liked it very much. Then I tried the Brigalara Amarone del Valpolicella Classico. Sweet, deep, young, gently bitter, a wonderful wine. Masi, which is a very familiar name.
Big name.
Big name. Had a nice one. And this was, I thought, a fairly modern style, elegant. A little bit lighter, but built distinctly for the long haul. You just knew this was going to make old bones. Musella had a beautiful one that was bitter and sweet at the same time, but it needed age. This is one I thought was going to really, you know, require a few years.
Well, that's what they say about Amarone, that they do need some cellar time.
They do, and I think they really do respond. And you can keep these and give them to your children, as far as I'm concerned. Nicolis is a pretty well-known name. People would recognize the label. This was a good wine. This was compact, soft, gracious, and I wanted a big plate of cheese with it. You know, really, really asked for that. That's their regular bottling. They also had one called the Ambrosan, which is a special bottling they made, which was just all of what I said before, but even more concentrated and just extraordinary. Here's one that really impressed me. It's called Sperry, Sperri. And this was their Monte Sant'Urbano. This was all you could ask for in an Amarone. I mean, I was tasting it. I said, I can't ask for anything more. This is just about perfection. And then I went next door to the Tedeschi table, where they had two. Tedeschi is a pretty well-known maker.
Yeah, they are.
Monte Olmi is their reserve. And this was just sinfully good. Absolutely fabulous Amarone. And then their regular bottling was interesting because it was more sculpted. It had more structure to it. And it was the kind of wine that a wine critic like us would love to analyze.
You right.
Know? So they were both fantastic. Finally, Zanato exemplified the modern style of making Amarone. Very sleek, very up-to-date, full of clean, forward flavors. Wonderful, wonderful wine. So as I said, I'm going to put all of these on the website and put some tasting notes and my little ratings on them. Amarone is not cheap, but if you love it, you'll have some guidance, and you can go to your wine merchant and ask for some help. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.